Divorce Then Love. Chapter 501. 10 minutes later, Brianna walked out of Full Moon Hotel with a black bag on her back. Hansen's gang was entrenched in the slums in the northeast corner of the city. Every time the authorities attempted to crack down on the gang, they would use the poor as a threat to the officials. Therefore, despite the authorities repeatedly sending troops to eradicate Hansen's gang, they only ever managed to scratch the surface. To distinguish between gang members and the poor, those in the gang would tattoo a special symbol on their bodies, which also served as the gang's emblem. Brianna had dealt with gangs before, she could tell if someone was a gang member just by a glance. She had just stepped into the territory of Hansen's gang when two men pointed guns at her and coldly asked, "Who are you?" No sooner had the words fallen than Brianna suddenly moved. Before the two could fully register Brianna's movements, they felt a sharp pain in their wrists and their guns had already fallen into her hands. "Take me to meet Hansen." Brianna's cold demeanor startled the two, and then one of them sneered, "Who do you think you are, worthy of meeting our boss?" Before he could finish his words, a bullet pierced through his forehead, his eyes wide open as he fell stiffly to the ground. Brianna blew the smoke from the gun barrel, smiling as she said, "Lead the way immediately if you don't want to die." Fear flashed in the eyes of the remaining person, who stammered, I'll take you there." Brianna wore an indifferent expression, pretending not to see the malice in his eyes, and followed him all the way in. Soon, the other party led her through a winding path into a residential building, while simultaneously, a dozen gang members appeared at the entrances of the stairs, each holding a gun. The dark muzzles were all aimed at Brianna, seemingly ready to shoot her into a sieve at any moment. The guide quickly walked behind the group of about 10 people and told them in French about how Brianna had killed one of their brothers. A flash of anger crossed the leader's face as he said coldly, "Kill her." The moment his words fell, the bang, bang, bang of gunshots echoed in the hallway. 10 minutes later, the corridor was littered with bodies, fresh blood splattered on the walls riddled with bullet holes. The scene looked utterly terrifying. The only surviving gang member looked at the unscathed Brianna with a terrified expression, continuously shrinking back. Brianna walked up to him with a gun in her hand, her eyes as cold as ice, "Where is Hansen?" The gang member shakily uttered an address, and the next second, his eyes widened dramatically, staring unblinkingly at Brianna's gradually receding figure until his last breath. Brianna advanced towards Hansen's base while taking out the small fry on the way. She had only made it halfway when she heard bursts of gunfire from ahead. She found a hidden spot to observe the situation. When she clearly saw the figure who was fighting with Hansen, Brianna's face turned pale and she quickly ran towards him. Maxim was covered in blood, barely recognizable as a person. After he got off the plane and got into the car that came to pick him up, he felt something was wrong. Later, he found out that the so-called brother of Adolf was a false message released by Isaac, just to lure him into the trap. Once he was abroad, they planned to use the mafia to kill him. When the car reached its destination, Maxim seized the opportunity to snatch the gun from the person next to him and shot his way out. However, the opponent had too many people and he was unfamiliar with the terrain. He could only seize the opponent's gun to fight back while looking for an opportunity to escape. The number of people opposite him did not decrease at all, but his strength gradually gave out. He had already been shot twice. When the last bullet was fired, his body finally reached its limit and fell straight to the ground. However, what greeted him was not death, but a warm embrace. A familiar scent enveloped him instantly. Maxim opened his eyes in disbelief, only to be met with Brianna's exquisitely cold face. Bang, bang, bang. Surrounded by the sound of gunfire, his eyes were only for her, could only accommodate her. Chapter 502. Brianna dragged Maxim into a residential building, thrusting a gun and a knife into his hands, and said coldly, "Wait for me here." She turned to leave, but was caught by the wrist by Maxim. "I was with you. You were only holding me back like this, just take care of yourself." Maxim. Was he being rejected? Brianna turned and quickly walked away, soon followed by the sound of gunfire that continued until the sky began to lighten. Only then did the gunfire gradually subside. Back home, news quickly spread about Hansen's gang being bloodily purged. Isaac had just gotten out of bed when he received a phone call, his face immediately turning incredibly grim. 2 hours later, in an abandoned villa on the outskirts of Brittenville, Isaac was hanging in mid-air, covered in various wounds everywhere except his face. Excruciating pain radiated from all over his body, Isaac's face contorted in agony, his eyes filled with fear. K, sir, I realize my mistake, I won't act on my own again, please spare me this time." The man he called K.Y. was sitting a few meters in front of him at that moment. He wore a golden mask, dressed in a black suit, holding a glass of red wine in his hand, casually swaying it, exuding a cold aura all around him. "Tsk, stupid and self-unaware people are really annoying." Upon hearing this, his men gave Isaac another round of punches and kicks, until Isaac was breathing out more than he was breathing in. Only then did he slowly say, "Put him down." As soon as the rope was loosened, Isaac fell straight to the ground, without even the strength to beg for mercy. Grandpa K stood up and walked over to him, lifting his chin with the tip of his shoe, "Because of your stupidity, I lost thousands of my men last time. And again, because of your stupidity, Hansen's gang was massacred and swallowed up by another gang overnight. Do you know how much trouble you've caused me? I realized I was wrong." Grandpa K's mouth twitched. "Just by saying you know you were wrong, you think everything can be written off? Isaac, you're overestimating yourself." Isaac's face turned pale. He swallowed unconsciously, "Then we need to—" Before he could finish speaking, one of K's men suddenly seized his left hand. With a swift motion of the knife, accompanied by a scream, Isaac's left pinky was cut off. Isaac was writhing in pain on the ground, veins bulging on his forehead, cold sweat pouring out. "Ah, it hurts. My hand." He gripped his hand tightly, blood spilling all over the ground, looking utterly terrifying. Grandpa K looked at him indifferently and slowly said, "This is just a lesson. I asked you to find something, you agreed on the surface, but you disobeyed behind my back. The same goes for not touching Maxim. If Maxim wasn't still alive, you would already be a corpse now." Isaac, suppressing his fear, asked, "Mr. K, why, Why did you protect Maxim? Grandpa K sneered, you're not worthy to ask this question. I'm giving you a month. If you can't produce what I want, I can make you the president of the Yoder Group, but I can also leave you with nothing in an instant. Isaac's body involuntarily shuddered, his heart filled with fear. It was not until Grandpa K left with his subordinates that Isaac's tense body and mind relaxed, and he blacked out. Boss K, by the time our people arrived, Iris and Maxim had already disappeared. We have no idea where they went. Grandpa K chuckled, speaking calmly, don't mind them, no matter what, we'll return to Brittenville. Yes. Brianna decimated the gang, and after personally killing Hansen, she took Maxim to a place to recover from their injuries. Chapter 503. Half a month later, when Maxim's injuries were mostly healed, the two of them finally returned to their country. The two were not here for half a month, yet earth-shattering changes had occurred in the Yoder family. As soon as he returned to the villa, Maxim had called Ryan over. Seeing Maxim, Ryan was excited, Mr. Yoder, Ms. Schneider, you're finally back. Maxim's expression was icy, how did the thing I arranged for you to do earlier go? Before he went abroad, he had Ryan collect evidence of Isaac's crimes, planning to present it during the next presidential election, to make Isaac experience the feeling of falling from heaven to hell. Everything had been arranged, but during your time abroad, your father, who was the perpetrator of Jaden and Grace's car accident 6 years ago, was taken away. Your mother and the old lady were captured by Isaac, and I don't know where they were held. I've been searching for a week and still haven't found them. Upon hearing this, Maxim's face instantly turned extremely ugly. Go check. After Ryan left, Brianna looked at Maxim and said, your body hasn't fully recovered yet. Rest well during this period. Leave the matter of finding Grandma to me. Maxim's expression was icy as he said in a deep voice, no need, my body has mostly recovered now, and the presidential election for the Yoder Group is imminent. I need to prepare in advance. Brianna pursed her lips, all right, but you need to take care of yourself too. Delegate tasks that others can do to your subordinates. Good. I went back to the company first, there were matters that needed to be handled. After Brianna left, Maxim immediately found a spare phone and sent a text message to Kylie. Kylie and Isaac were living together then, perhaps she knew the whereabouts of Norma and Kendra. On the other side, Kylie walked into Isaac's villa basement with a food box in hand. In the gloomy basement, apart from two simple iron beds and a toilet, there was nothing else. Norma and Kendra had iron chains locked on their hands, looking at Kylie expressionlessly. During this period, it was always Kylie who came to bring them food. When Isaac first locked them up here, Norma and Kendra had resisted, but gradually, both of them stopped struggling. However, Isaac still didn't find out where the key was. Kylie placed the steamed buns and pickles in front of the two, secretly slipped a piece of chocolate into each of their hands, and whispered, "Let's eat." No sooner had the words fallen than the basement door suddenly opened, and Isaac walked in with two of his subordinates. He walked straight up to Norma, his face now menacing, replacing the gentleness that once was. "Grandma, where exactly is the key? If you don't speak up, I'm afraid I won't be able to resist hurting Auntie right in front of you. Don't blame me then. Mr. K's people had come over to urge him several times, the other party was becoming increasingly impatient, and recently they were unwilling to help him secure his position in the Yoder group. If he didn't hand over the secret key, Mr. K would really have pulled him down from his position as the president of the Yoder group. However, what exactly was that key? What was its use? Why had he never heard the Yoder family mention it before? Norma looked at him coldly, I don't know what secret key you're talking about, and I've never seen it before. The Harmony Villa is only so big. If you don't believe me, you can send someone to search it yourself. Isaac's face turned cold. He had ordered people to search the Harmony Villa inside and out countless times, but they found nothing. After a moment of silence, a smile curled up at the corner of his mouth, Grandma, as long as you hand over the key, I will immediately let you and Auntie go, how about it? There was not a flicker of emotion on Norma's face as she said expressionlessly, I've already told you, I don't know what the key is. The smile on Isaac's face gradually cooled. He kicked over the bowl next to Norma filled with steamed buns and pickles, his tone chilling as he said, It seems, Grandmother wants to watch your aunt die in front of you. After he spoke, with a single glance, the two subordinates behind him immediately stepped forward and pinned Kendra to the ground. Norma's face finally changed. Isaac, what are you going to do? Chapter 504. With a smile on his face, Isaac looked at Norma and said, Grandma, you should ask yourself, if you could save Auntie just by revealing where the key is, why wouldn't you save her? Norma trembled with anger, and snapped, Isaac, are you really going to keep making these mistakes? What is right? What is wrong? I don't care. All I know is that my parents were killed by Kendra and Reese, and you've been covering for the murderers all these years. Your parents' car accident had nothing to do with your uncle and aunt. Shut up. Isaac's face was distorted, almost unable to control his emotions. You were still covering for them up until now, I really want to ask you, weren't my parents your son and daughter-in-law? Wasn't I your grandson? Why were you so biased towards my second uncle's family? Disappointment filled Norma's eyes as she said coldly, I have never favored anyone. I originally planned to give you the Harmony Villa and half of the shares I hold. But the moment you drugged me, you proved yourself unworthy of these things. Isaac sneered, I don't need your charity, I can get those things by myself. He looked at his two subordinates, you can start now. As his words fell, those two subordinates began to strip Kendra's clothes. Kendra struggled and screamed, Ah! Let me go! Get off. Get away. Seeing Kendra struggling, Isaac laughed heartily, pulling a slightly pale Kylie towards the basement door. Kylie, let's go. I'm afraid the next scene might give you nightmares. Kylie's body couldn't help but shudder, thinking Isaac was a madman. How could he do such a thing to Kendra? And in front of Norma, no less. Kendra's clothes were quickly stripped off, she screamed in horror, looking at Norma in terror. Mom! Save me, what is that secret key? Just give it to him. I beg you. Otherwise, I won't be able to survive. Norma was trembling all over, staring at Isaac's back and cursing, "Isaac, you're nothing but a beast. Grandma, you shouldn't have scolded me. Whether Aunt can be saved now is up to your word. You were the one who stood by and did nothing, how could you blame me?" He had an innocent look on his face, as if he was the victim. Norma pointed at him, almost fainting from anger. "Grandma, you need to make a decision as soon as possible, otherwise it might be too late." Norma bit her lower lip hard, her face completely turning ashen. "All right," I said. Isaac waved his hand, and the two subordinates immediately stopped. The key was in the Harmony Villa, under the third floorboard beneath the bookshelf in the study. Isaac immediately called his subordinates who were still searching for the Harmony Villa, instructing them to find the secret key right away. He didn't notice that Kylie, standing on the steps, had also sent La a message while he was not paying attention. Soon, news came from there, saying that a miniature safe was found, but it had a password. "Send it over immediately." He wanted to see what the key that Grandpa K had always wanted was. Judging from the attitudes of Grandpa K and Norma, this key must be very important. He wouldn't hand over anything easily before he was sure what it was. In the interval waiting for his subordinates, Isaac looked at Norma and asked, "Grandma, what is the key for?" Norma gave him a cold glance. "How could you not know the purpose of the key, given all the effort you've put into finding it? Never knew that the Yoder family had this thing. It was the person who helped me reclaim the Yoder group who told me about it. If the key is really important, I can't give it to him under any circumstances. This belongs to our Yoder family." Norma ruthlessly punctured his thoughts. "You wanted to keep the secret key for yourself, didn't you?" Isaac wasn't angry either. He laughed and said, "After all, you don't have many good years left. The key will have to be passed on to me or Maxim in the future. I just got this thing a few years earlier. How can you say I'm claiming it for myself? You were dreaming. Even if it was ruined, I wouldn't give you the key." Isaac looked at Norma with a relaxed expression, laughing, "But now the key is already in my hands. If you don't tell me its use, I'll have to give it away." Chapter 505. "Whatever you say. Anyway, even if the other party got the key, they couldn't open it without Maxim. When Maxim was 1 year old, she and Maverick had already decided to let Maxim inherit the key. After all, at that time, the Yoder group was in Jaden's hands. Unless something unexpected happened, Isaac was going to take over the Yoder group and become the president of the Yoder group in the future. Just didn't expect that later Jaden and Grace had a car accident, and Isaac suddenly disappeared for 6 years. However, now that Isaac had ulterior motives, it was even less likely for her to let him inherit the key. Seeing Norma's calm expression, Isaac raised an eyebrow. "If I'm not mistaken, does this key require a special method to use?" Norma focused her gaze inward, determined to ignore Isaac. A flash of anger passed through Isaac's eyes as he said coldly, "Grandma, if you refuse to speak, then Auntie, she might just..." "Enough. Isaac, that key was to unlock." Before he could finish his sentence, Isaac's phone suddenly rang. Seeing that it was Kay's subordinate, Isaac's hand unconsciously tightened around his phone. As soon as it connected, an arrogant voice came through. "Mr. Yoder, I heard that you have already obtained the key," said Kay. "He instructed you to bring the key over immediately." Isaac's face darkened. "Mr. Kay had someone watching me." "Mr. Yoder, don't ask what you shouldn't, and don't forget how your little finger was broken." After speaking, the other party immediately hung up the phone. A flash of anger and resentment passed through Isaac's eyes. He couldn't believe that he was being ordered around by a mere dog under Mr. K. Putting away his phone, he coldly looked at Norma. "What's the password for the safe?" Norma spoke a few numbers expressionlessly, and Isaac wrote them down before turning around and leaving immediately. However, his two subordinates did not leave with him, but instead began to tear Kendra's clothes again. Norma's face turned deathly pale in an instant. She yelled at Isaac's retreating figure, "Isaac, I've already given you the password, why won't you let your aunt go?" Isaac snorted coldly, gritting his teeth, "She killed my parents, whether you tell me where the key is or not, I won't let her go. You were simply worse than a beast." Isaac didn't pay her any more attention, he turned around and left directly. The continuous screams of Kendra from the side sent Normal into a rage, and with the roll of her eyes, she fainted straight away. Isaac had waited in the villa for about half an hour, and then his subordinates brought over the safe. After receiving the small, compact safe, Isaac said coldly, "All right, you can leave now." After his subordinates left, he immediately entered the password. Click. He pulled open the safe door, inside which lay a piece of blue crystal, quietly. Isaac frowned, took out the crystal. Inside the transparent crystal was a circular golden ring, which was also engraved with many strange patterns. He looked for a while, but apart from that ring, he didn't see anything special. If it hadn't been for the urgency of time, he would have definitely made a fake one to send to Mr. K. After looking at the crystal for a while, he took out his phone and snapped a photo. Then, he put the crystal back into the safe, picked it up, and walked out of the villa. He instructed his driver to take him to the Loose Demon Bar. Not long after leaving the villa, Isaac was still pondering the purpose of the key when suddenly, the car made a loud bang. His body lurched forward uncontrollably, slamming hard against the dashboard. Isaac's face turned ashen, he gritted his teeth and demanded, "What happened?" The driver's trembling voice came from the front, "Mr. Yoder, the car has been hit by someone." Chapter 506. Isaac's face darkened, just as he was about to speak, the rear car door was suddenly pulled open. Before he could react, he was yanked out of the car. "You guys." Just after uttering two words, a wave of intense pain surged from behind, followed by a blackout and he fainted. The two didn't want to fight either, they directly picked up the safe from the car and left on a motorcycle. By the time the driver remembered to call the police, the other person's figure had already disappeared from sight. Isaac was awakened by a splash of cold water, his eyes snapping open to see Mr. K standing in front of him, a flash of fear in his eyes. "K, Grandpa K." Grandpa K looked at him with a cold expression, as if he was looking at a dead man. "Where was the key?" Isaac's heart sank. He quickly explained, I don't know, I had a car accident on my way to deliver the key, and then I was knocked out, I don't know anything else. Trash. Grandpa K's eyes were filled with anger. If he had known Isaac was so useless, he would have sent someone to get the key himself. On the other side, a subordinate cautiously approached and said, "Boss K, the two who stole the secret key abandoned their car in an area without surveillance and escaped. We haven't found them yet." Upon hearing this, the aura around Mr. K suddenly turned icy cold, inspiring fear in those who saw him. "Keep searching, we must retrieve the secret key." "Yes. What about Isaac?" Hearing his own name mentioned, Isaac involuntarily shivered, quickly begging for mercy, "Mr. K, I really didn't do it on purpose, let me go, I'll also look for the key. I promise I won't make this kind of mistake again." Grandpa K gave him a cold glance, his voice devoid of any warmth. "From the moment you knew where the key was to the moment you got it, it didn't exceed 2 hours. Outsiders couldn't possibly know the news so quickly. There's a mole around you." Sensing the increasingly cold gaze from Mr. K, Isaac hurriedly said, "Mr. K, please give me another chance, I will definitely root out the mole as soon as possible. 1 week, if you can't figure out who the mole is, I'll make you wish you were dead." After speaking, Mr. K immediately turned around and left. It was not until he was left alone that Isaac finally let his guard down. He gritted his teeth, vowing that once he caught the person who had stolen the secret key, he would make their life a living hell. On the other side, when Maxim and his men broke into Isaac's villa, Kendra looked pale as a ghost, as if she had been scared silly. She was covered with a piece of Kylie's clothing, looking extremely disheveled. After learning about Kendra's ordeal, Maxim stood at the basement door, his fists clenched, his eyes filled with murderous intent. Kylie, standing a few steps away, didn't dare to approach. She carefully began, "Maxim, after Isaac left, I had someone stop it." Kendra was just overly frightened, she didn't suffer any substantial harm. Kylie had found a few maids to take Kendra and Norma to the hospital. Seeing that Maxim had no intention of leaving, she quickly returned to her bedroom, locked the door from the inside, and dared not go out. The aura Maxim exuded was too terrifying, and his gaze was so cold it seemed it could freeze someone to death. She found him very frightening at that moment, and she didn't dare to approach him. In the living room downstairs, Maxim's men had already apprehended the two men who tried to insult Kendra and locked them in the basement. "Mr. Yoder, how were those two people dealt with?" Maxim's expression was icy as he said, "Word by word, just leave a breath." "All right." Maxim had been sitting in Isaac's villa until evening. The moment Isaac entered the villa, his face suddenly turned extremely ugly. "Maxim, how were you here?" Maxim lifted his gaze to him, and in that glance, Isaac saw murderous intent. He shuddered, and subconsciously turned to run out. However, not long after he had run away, he was caught and brought back by Maxim's men. Looking into Maxim's cold and deep eyes, Isaac only felt his scalp tingling, and waves of fear rose in his heart. "Maxim, you..." Before the words were even finished, the most vulnerable spot was struck by a knife. "Ah!" A scream of agony echoed throughout the entire villa, Isaac's body involuntarily arched in pain, wishing he could die immediately. However, aside from the physical pain, the humiliation he felt inside made him wish he were dead. Chapter 507. Maxim, I was going to kill you. He endured the intense pain and stepped forward, only to be kicked away by Maxim. He fell hard on the ground, the severe pain almost making him black out. Maxim sat on the sofa, looking down at him as if he were observing an ant. Give those two men in the basement some strong drugs, and throw him in there. Isaac spat out a mouthful of fresh blood with a gasp, glaring at Maxim with eyes nearly bursting with rage, you dare. Maxim's expression was icy as he said, word by word, send it in. In the past, he did not completely annihilate him because he still considered their blood ties. But now, for the trash that was unworthy of being human, he naturally would not show mercy. Let go of me. I don't want. Maxim, I'm going to kill you. Soon, Isaac was thrown into the basement, and the door of the basement was locked. Mr. Yoder, what do we do next? Have the doctor on standby at all times, do not cause any fatalities. Maxim was about to leave when suddenly, from the top of the stairs, came Kylie's voice, tinged with fear, Maxim, I need your help with something. What happened? If it hadn't been for Kylie's message, he wouldn't have found Kendra so quickly. Maxim knew very well that he owed Kylie a favor this time. I wanted to terminate the pregnancy, but I was scared to do it alone. Could you come with me? Isaac had done such a heinous act, and there were those criminal evidences she had recorded. Maxim would absolutely not let him go. Now was the best chance to get rid of this kid. After a few seconds of silence, Maxim said in a deep voice, okay. The news that Maxim had accompanied Kylie to the gynecology department to register quickly reached Brianna's ears. Melody looked furious, Brianna, what on earth is Maxim thinking? You called him several times just now and he didn't answer, yet he was caught by paparazzi accompanying Kylie to the obstetrics and gynecology department. The child in Kylie's belly isn't even his. Brianna pursed her lips, managing a forced smile. He had his reasons, I would talk to him in the evening. Melody originally wanted to complain, but seeing Brianna's upset face, she held back. She took a deep breath and handed the documents in her hand to Brianna. This was the contract that needed to be signed, see if there were any issues. After signing, Melody took the contract and left. After the office was left with only Brianna, she took out her phone and sent a message to Maxim. Paparazzi caught you and Kylie going to the gynecology and obstetrics department. What's really going on? Why didn't you answer my calls? After the message was sent, it sank like a stone in the sea, and Brianna's heart gradually sank as well. It wasn't until after 9 in the evening that Maxim replied. I was very busy today, I'll explain it to you when I get back. Brianna sat in the office, staring at the message for a long time, until the phone screen gradually dimmed before she lowered her gaze and sighed softly. At this moment, in the hospital, Kylie was crying, her tears falling like rain. The doctor had just told her that her uterine wall was too thin. If they forcibly removed the child, she might never be able to conceive again in her lifetime. Moreover, there was a high chance that she could bleed heavily during the operation, leading to death. Maxim, was I really left with no other choice but to give birth to this child? Just the thought of carrying Isaac's child in her belly made her feel incessantly nauseous. There was no warmth in Maxim's eyes, his face expressionless as he said, "The doctor has already told you the risks. How you proceed is up to you." Kylie clutched the report tightly. It took her a good while before she finally made up her mind. "I decided to keep this child, but he had no connection whatsoever with Isaac and the Yoder family." Maxim's expression was indifferent. "Okay." Kylie wiped her tears, about to put away the report, when suddenly Ryan hurried over, his face full of seriousness. "Mr. Yoder," Mrs. Yoder ran up to the rooftop, "she's about to jump off the building now." Chapter 508. When Maxim and Kylie arrived at the rooftop, Kendra was standing at the edge, about to jump. Facing such a situation, she would rather have died. The doctors and nurses nearby were all persuading, "Mrs. Yoder, Mr. Yoder will be here soon, please calm down." "Mom." Kendra heard Maxim's voice, turned around trembling, and saw Maxim and Kylie striding towards her. She gritted her teeth and said, "Don't come any closer, or I'll jump right now." Maxim halted, looking at Kendra and said, "Calm down first, think about Roxanne who is still studying abroad. If she knew you jumped off the building without even seeing her for the last time, she would definitely be very upset." Mentioning Roxanne, Kendra's eyes flickered, her expression somewhat hesitant. Just then, Kylie suddenly said, "Kendra, I have a few words I want to say to you." Kendra's hand, hanging at her side, unconsciously tightened, her gaze involuntarily shifting to Kylie. When she was being insulted by those two men, it was Kylie who rushed in to save her. Although he was still too late, at least he didn't let her suffer more harm. Seeing that Kendra was not speaking, Kylie slowly approached her. It wasn't until he walked up to her and grabbed her hand that Kylie finally breathed a sigh of relief. He leaned in close to Kendra's ear and whispered, "Kendra, I told you, Maxim, and everyone else that those two didn't do anything to you. I stopped them in time. As for those two, I'll take care of it. You don't need to worry about this." A flash of shock passed through Kendra's eyes, but she unconsciously let out a sigh of relief. She wanted to jump off the building just now, feeling that they all knew everything she had gone through, so she thought it would be better to die. "Why should I have believed you? Kendra, I've already helped Maxim, how could I possibly harm you? Whether you believe it or not, you've always been the elder I respect the most." Just as Kendra was hesitating, Maxim had already given his subordinates a look, instructing them to slowly approach Kendra and Kylie. "Kendra, didn't you want to see Isaac, the one who did this to you, get punished with your own eyes?" Hatred surged in Kendra's eyes, and her grip on Kylie's hand tightened incessantly. How could she possibly not want to? She wished she could have killed the beast Isaac with her own hands. "Kendra, let's go back first. It's most important for you to recover from your injuries now. As for those doctors and nurses, I will also make them shut up. Don't worry. Under Kylie's persuasion, Kendra's emotions finally began to stabilize, and she returned to the ward with her. Kylie didn't let Maxim in, standing at the door and saying to him, "Maxim, I'm here with Kendra. You go ahead with your work, I'll take good care of Kendra." Maxim fell silent for a few seconds, then said softly, "You've worked hard." Kylie forced a smile, "What's the hardship? I've always considered Kendra as family." It was unknown what Kylie had said to Kendra in the ward, but Kendra's emotions had finally calmed down, and she no longer threatened to commit suicide. Worried, Maxim had been waiting outside the ward, immediately approaching Kylie as soon as she came out. "How was my mom doing now? Kendra would not threaten suicide again." Hearing this, the tension in Maxim's face finally eased. He looked at Kylie and said, "Kylie, thank you." Kylie didn't open her eyes, her expression seemed somewhat sad. "Maxim, have we become this estranged?" Maxim's lips were tightly pressed together, and it took him a while before he finally spoke, "I appreciate your help during this time, but the person I like now is Brianna. It's better for us to keep our distance." Kylie bit her lower lip, a glint of tears in her eyes. She gave a self-deprecating smile, lowered her gaze and said, "You're right, I'm not good enough for you anyway." Maxim frowned, but in the end, he didn't say anything. The two were silent for a while, and finally, Kylie couldn't help but speak up, "There's nothing much here, I'll go back first. I asked you to deliver yourself." Chapter 509. After Kylie left, Maxim instructed his subordinates to guard the ward well and to notify him immediately if Kendra had any problems. Having given the instructions, he was about to return to Elm Bay when his cell phone suddenly rang. As soon as it connected, a panicked voice from below came through. "Mr. Yoder, Isaac was taken away." Maxim's eyes turned cold, "What's going on?" "Not long after you left, we were drugged and knocked out. When we woke up, aside from the bodies of those two men, Isaac was missing from the basement. Check the surveillance, we must find him." "Yes." After hanging up the phone, Maxim immediately called Ryan. "How did the manpower you were asked to arrange before turn out?" "Mr. Yoder, everything was ready, the net could be pulled in at any time. Let them act now. They must root out all the people of Cold Night in Britainville." "All right, I'll go notify immediately." After hanging up the phone, the expression on Maxim's face became incredibly cold. If he wasn't mistaken, it must have been the people from Cold Night who took Isaac away. Isaac was able to act so arrogantly and recklessly, doing so many things, because he had the people from Cold Night backing him up. As long as the power of Cold Night was uprooted, Isaac would no longer have any chance to harm the Yoder family. An abandoned chemical factory in the suburbs. "Mr. K, why did you go to such lengths to save Isaac? He's of no use to us anymore." The corner of Grandpa K's mouth slowly curled into a cold smirk, "How do you know it's useless? Isaac is our weapon against the Yoder family. If we lose this weapon, we'll have to deal with the Yoder family ourselves, won't we be exposed then?" Hearing this, his subordinate lowered his head in shame, "I was narrow-minded." Grandpa K didn't speak again, disdainfully looking at Isaac, who was covered in blood and lying motionless on the ground. Send him to get treated for his injuries, and after he's healed, let him return to Britannville to continue fighting against the Yoder family. Yes. Just as they were about to take Isaac away, another subordinate hurriedly approached. Boss K, the power network we painstakingly established in Britannville has been completely discovered by Maxim. Now, his subordinates are purging our people. Grandpa K fell silent for a few seconds, then couldn't help but chuckle lightly. However, that laughter was incredibly chilling. Indeed, worthy of being the uncrowned king of Britannville, he ordered to withdraw from Britannville. His subordinates hesitated, but we spent so much time developing our own influence in Britannville. Before he could finish his words, he met Mr. K's icy gaze. He shivered involuntarily and quickly lowered his head. Yes, I went right away. After his subordinates left, Mr. K looked in the direction of Britannville, a cold smile playing on his lips. Maxim, we will meet again. It wasn't until midnight that Maxim received a call from Ryan. Mr. Yoder, the man from Cold Night, upon realizing he had been exposed, retreated swiftly and is now nowhere to be found. Maxim nodded indifferently, continued to investigate the whereabouts of Isaac and the Cold Night mercenary group. All right, by the way, what did we do with the safe we took back from Isaac before? Chapter 510. Sent to the old lady. All right. Seeing the red veins in Maxim's eyes, Ryan hurriedly said, Mr. Yoder, you should go back and rest now, it's already past midnight. Maxim nodded, feel free to call me anytime if you need anything. Returning to Elm Bay, it was already past 1 in the morning. The lights in the villa were still on. Maxim opened the door and went in, only to find Brianna asleep on the couch. Unconsciously, he lightened his steps. Walking over to Brianna, just as I was about to carry her back to the bedroom, Brianna woke up. Upon seeing Maxim, her gaze shifted from dazed to clear, and she slowly sat up. What time was it? It was past 1 in the early morning, I carried you upstairs to sleep. No need. Brianna looked up at him, her expression calm as she spoke. Coming back this late, don't you think you owe an explanation? Maxim sat down beside her, recounting the events of the day, but deliberately omitted the part about accompanying Kylie to the hospital for an abortion. After listening, Brianna lowered her gaze, her hands resting on her legs unconsciously tightening slowly. Is that all? You have nothing else to tell me. Maxim frowned in thought for a moment, then said with a smile, that's all, isn't this day thrilling enough? Brianna pursed her lips, didn't ask any further, but stood up and said, you've been busy all day and must be tired, go rest. After speaking, she immediately turned around and went upstairs. Watching her retreating figure, Maxim always felt that her reactions and attitude were somewhat cold, and he couldn't help but frown. Did she already know that I accompanied Kylie to get an abortion? Thinking of this possibility, a touch of panic suddenly rose in his heart. Maxim immediately called Ryan. Did the news about me accompanying Kylie to the hospital today get blocked? After several seconds, Ryan's cautious voice finally came through, Mr. Yoder, I meant to tell you about this, but I got so caught up with other things that I forgot. You and Kylie were spotted together at the obstetrics and gynecology department by the paparazzi, and the news has spread all over Britainville. Maxim's face instantly turned extremely cold, understood. After hanging up the phone, Maxim couldn't help but feel regret and annoyance for his previous self-conceived cleverness. Brianna already knew everything. Her final question was merely giving him a chance to confess, yet he foolishly thought he had managed to keep it a secret. After sitting on the sofa for a while, he still decided to go upstairs to clarify things with Brianna. Gathering courage at the door of Brianna's bedroom, I knocked and whispered, "Brianna, I have something to tell you, could you please open the door?" Brianna's voice came quickly from inside the door, "It's too late today, let's talk about it tomorrow." Hearing the indifference in her tone, a flash of panic suddenly crossed Maxim's mind. "No, this matter is very important, it must be discussed right now." After a while, Brianna finally opened the door, "What is it?" "It was today that I accompanied Kylie to the hospital." No sooner had he finished speaking than he saw Brianna looking at him with a smirk, "How come I didn't know you were so enthusiastic? If I didn't know better, I'd think Kylie was carrying your child." "Brianna, listen to me, you know about the incident where Grandma and my mom were taken by Isaac. During the days they were locked in the basement, it was Kylie who secretly brought them food, which is how they managed to survive. The reason we were able to rescue them this time was because Kylie tipped us off. So, I owe her a favor.